This is a Travel Channel podcast.
The Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. Vast, majestic, an unspoiled wilderness that invites hiking, biking, and bluegrass. Lie back and enjoy this scenic wonderland, or grab a bucket and cash in some of the most precious gems around. Since the early 1800s, treasure hunters have been combing the mountains here for emeralds, sapphires, rubies, and solid gold. Today, tourist-friendly mines attract those determined to strike it rich. But don't take our word for it.
Oh, I'm in hog heaven here. This is Mitchell County and Avery County and Yancey, especially Mitchell, just is my backyard, is my playground. To get to come to places like Emerald Village and look around, or Jim Mountain, or other places in the Mitchell County area, it's like a little kid in a treasure chest.
The main source of treasure in the area are the hills of Mitchell County. It's an hour and a half drive from Asheville.
Oh! Fire and oh!
Giant chunks of sapphires, aquamarines, and emeralds spill all over the place. And according to Jim Mountain's owner, Charles Buchanan, this is only the tip of the treasure trove.
There's millions of dollars worth of stone still left here. They've only scratched the surface as far as the mining's concerned in this area.
The raw stones are gathered, crushed, and taken to Jim Mountain and nearby Spruce Pine. Here, the amateur prospector can buy a bucket of rocks from $7 to $100 and start sifting. It's not as exciting as dynamite, but finding a jewel can be a real blast.
There you go. I think you've got a nice bucket here.
It's really fun, and I like gem hunting, and it's exciting.
I just say you have to go. It's real fun.
There's a green one right there. Swish it around a little bit.
Avid jewel hunters can turn a few dollars into tens of thousands. Harry McCommon of Florida has been coming to Jim Mountain two or three times a year since 1987. He and his wife Martha have a collection of gems worth more than $100,000. They're hooked.
It's worse than smoking.
It's addictive.
It is addictive.
But it's wonderful. It is so much fun to find a rough, dirty-looking stone and then to see what a gorgeous piece of jewelry can be made out of it.
You may not get rich at Jim Mountain, but you won't walk away empty-handed. Once you've completed your search, take your stones to the mine's experts for identification, cutting, and polishing.
This ring here is an emerald that I found here and had cut. This is a star ruby that is one of four stones that I cut out of this. This stone here was valued at about $850.
So how did these gems get here? A tremendous eruption took place millions of years ago in the North Carolina mountains. A hot mix of lava and minerals cooled to form a rich mix of gems in all shapes and colors. They were just waiting to be mined. Charles Buchanan has mining in his blood. His father was a miner, and Charles has been following in his footsteps for more than 25 years. One of his richest memories? The day he stumbled upon the mother lode.
One day that probably stands out most in my mind would be the day I found a star sapphire. They had been logging on this hillside, and they'd cut roads in there with a dozer, and they'd cut right through a vein of sapphires.
The sapphire was the size of a chicken egg. It weighed in at 470 carats. Charles guessed it's worth at around $70,000. Turned out, the stone was his ticket to paradise.
I kept it for three or four years. Finally, I traded it to a friend of mine for an island in Florida.
Charles has a private collection estimated at over $1 million. Not everyone hits it that big at Jim Mountain, but there have been other lucky strikes. Sandy and Jim Height can tell you all about it. When they moved to Spruce Pine 16 years ago, they were just looking for clean air and beautiful scenery. The Heights soon discovered that the natural beauty of Spruce Pine was precious in ways they never imagined. Digging in his yard one day, Jim struck solid rock. Turns out that this was no ordinary fieldstone.
I could hear the excitement in his voice. I never imagined that he had found beautiful stone.
It was magnificent, a blue-green 1,000-carat aquamarine. The gem was appraised at $40,000. The Heights have refused to part with it.